Elliot Zimmerman is a board-certified Florida attorney who practices cyber law. Good evening, Mr. Zimmerman.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Is this the trend line on these cases? Because I know it's hard. You know, we sit here in Canada, and we very much respect and have our own rights to free speech, but you sort of wonder sometimes where the line gets drawn. Is it being drawn increasingly in favor of free speech and allowing people to say what they want on the Internet?
Well, first, by making it real for yourself and saying, gee, if that were my daughter, that's a good way to really view this. You know, it is really hurtful speech, and we all want to do something about it. The real issue here is how to go about doing it in a way that makes sense. Schools are really not equipped to enforce laws out of school. And when conduct occurs outside of school grounds, it's pretty clear that a school should not usurp what the laws of our land say belong to a police department, a district attorney, courts, etc., and take these things unto themselves and become all of the aforementioned, rather than refer it to a different authority or suggest bring it somewhere else.
Well, yeah, but the trouble is, where's the somewhere else? I mean, if somebody called you a sleazebag, you're probably going to sue them, right?
Hey, in this case, I don't know why the little girl went to the principal. I think the little girl should have told her parents, go to court, hire yourself a civil attorney, and sue for libel. What they did was a classic case of libel. If they called the girl a slut, that particular yep. cause of action is called libel per quad. And you don't even have to prove damages. The mere fact, assuming that the girl is not a slut, and we have every reason to believe that she is not, but truth, of course, would be it.
Yes.
However, if in fact it were untrue, they would be able to take that case to a jury who could just punish the wrongdoers. And I hate to tell you this, folks, if you're a parent and you give your child access, guess who's going to pay the bill of that?
Well, you know, and that may be coming to the point I wanted to ask you about, because the same's true here in Canada. You're sitting in the States, but I mean, are we really saying then, and maybe we're saying that is part of the price of free speech, that if you want to get something done, you can't go to the school board, you can't go to the principal, which is kind of the old-fashioned way we would have seen this, where you're going to have the principal address something that certainly has to do with students, even if it didn't happen in the school, but you got to go hire a lawyer, go through a lawsuit that may take a year and a half or 2 years. I don't know how slow your court system is. And that's where we're at. That you're saying, I guess, that's where we're at.
Well, actually, there are some instances where speech could get you in trouble. All right. But this is clearly not one of them. This is not like yelling fire in a public place where people are going to get trampled. It may rise to the level of fighting words, but this is not that. This is clearly something that happened outside the school.
Yeah, that's true.
And to come to the school and ask them to play cop, I've been privy to a few school alleged trials in Florida. In college, if anyone has a complaint against another student, they have a mock trial. But these counsels act on their own sometimes, and their version of the law and what the law really is are completely two separate things.
Last question, Mr. Zimmerman. You're a cyber lawyer. Do you worry at all about the democratization of the Internet, as I called it, is great. It gives people access to all kinds of things. Do you worry about the fact there really is no filter on it, or do you just think that, again, is part of the price of free speech?
There have been cases with the publishing of how to make a nuclear bomb in your house. That was filtered, caught, and removed from just about every corner of the Internet. We walk a fine line between free speech and other rights. In America, we've always valued free speech as one of our highest freedoms. And the minute you begin to curtail opinion, bad things happen.
All right, on that note, I think that is an important note, and we, by the way, value it just the same in Canada, just as a worry. And I'll thank you very much, Elliot Zimmerman, a board-certified Florida attorney who practices cyber law.